honest with you.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, can put it somewhere there.
Okay, you just put it there.
Yeah,
and it works well.
Okay. That thing is on.
Thank you. by programs for induction that are designed in provinces in consultation with SALGA to give old and new councillors an opportunity to form as teams to be introduced collectively to what are the urgent tasks they have as they move into the councils this term, but also to give an indication, because it can only be an indication at this stage, of the legislative responsibilities they have of compliance and of including the intergovernmental relations they have to work with. So that this is what's happening in the country in the coming most of this month and next month. That's going to be happening, and I'm going to urge members where they are able to do so to attend some of this provincial programs. If you can find yourself at any one of them, it would be great. Just to observe the nature of what's happening there and so on. We know that these inductions are just that, they're inductions. So further training of councillors will be an ongoing program, including of officials as well, will be an ongoing work that's going to be happening. And the most important part that the committee is going to have to do, we did speak about the need for us to work much more closely with the other portfolio committees, such as the water and environment, human settlements, transport, especially because of the responsibilities that most metros and some district municipalities now have to deal with human settlements. It means it is expected that they must build capacity to handle those sort of things, and that's a great responsibility. But it is also a very important redefining the relationship between the three spheres, so to speak, in a very gradual way. The demarcation board has organized a seminar on the 9th. They have invited me to that on looking at metals, because as you know, the demarcation boards, one of its functions that it is retaking up in the past was to produce capacity assessments for municipalities across the country, and that when provinces grant certain status to various municipalities, that they had to first look at the reports of the demarcation board, to look at their own notes as provincial departments, to check whether what the demarcation board says about the capacity of municipalities is in fact in order. There are some things that some municipalities are doing today for which the provinces have not formally signed off those responsibilities in terms of the law, as is required by the law, that they do so that they are not running foul of the Municipal Finance Management Act, which requires that they do only those things for which they are mandated, so to speak, so that they don't undertake unfunded mandates. So that's another issue that's those capacity assessments would determine it. So I'm just highlighting those as important issues that I imagine that there's a portfolio committee we are going to have to be mindful of. So members, let's go to page 21 of the portfolio committee draft report. I'm going to go with you through that and then propose changes to those observations that are stated there, just to formulate them in a different way. This is a perennial problem of disasters. The support to not only to municipalities, I think, to municipalities and I think to other stakeholders affected by disasters, for whom it has been agreed support should be given. One of the reasons given you would recall when we interact with the departments that are responsible for this is that they have sent people to go and make the damage assessments. And that is where the process takes long. And then by the time it is agreed that the quantum of resources be handed out, often it's not what some of those stakeholders would have expected. It's limited and so on. But that's one thing. The most urgent thing for us that I think we want to make clear is that actions be taken to speed up assessment, damage assessment processes, so that any support agreed to is released speedily. Otherwise, the damage done is compounded by a long lead time. That to me seems to be what we must say as a reasonable observation. Are we agreed about that? Okay, yeah. In other words, we are saying that point there must say that steps be taken to speed up post-disaster assessment processes so that any resources agreed to must themselves be released speedily to avoid compounding the problem by late by late intervention here. So that's the agreed position if members agree. All right. Yes, yes. Okay.
To me, it sounds like a recommendation that you are recommending.
And not an observation.
Yes.
Okay.
An observation must remain as is, and after that, you recommend that action itself should be taken.
Okay. Honorable Nsengwe, that suggests that.
That sounds like a recommendation, and not just an observation. Do you agree with that?
Can you sum up what the recommendations in E? So we then come up with the recommendations.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your introductory part,
yes.
Saying we are going through observations, then after reading the observation, then we'll be coming with recommendations as a committee. But the chair was opening for us as our committee recommendation, refraining the set number one as observation. But to me, it sounded like recommendation, so I was proposing to take it as our first recommendation.
Okay, and leave that one as he said. Okay. All right, that's fine. I think, yes, Wendy.
Can I have a follow up, Chief?
Yes.
And then I want to propose to you.
No, you mustn't spread your flu here. I already have mine. I don't want yours as well. No, I already want to. I don't want yours as well.
What about me?
Yeah, we must go and ask for those Japanese masks, anti-flu masks.
Chairperson, just generally, I would like to see when we come to recommendations that we make, that we put time frames.
Okay. I agree with you. Let's come back to that one. Let's do the initial step, clean up the observation, and then make recommendations as we go along, and then find a way to as a check whether the time frame, where and how we put them in. Okay. Yeah. Okay, the second one.
Say that compliance with the Disaster Management Act has been poor. So as an observation, okay, and then we can then talk about that last sentence can be an example. For example, not all districts have their, as an example, but broadly speaking, this is a legislation passed in 2003 and so on. There are other parts to it that we can talk about. But let's leave it as compliance with the Disaster Management Act of 2002 has been poor, for example. Not all districts have their, not all provinces and districts have disaster management centers. Okay. The third one, do we leave it as such? Senior management level. Now, when you clean up the thing, does it sound okay? Can we improve it? Huh? Sorry, is it okay? All right. If it's okay, let's leave with it then. But if it strikes you that we can improve it in a different way, let's it's clear what we are talking about then. Okay. The fourth one is the, now this one this was my argument. I was arguing not to put this, because I think what has happened is that I was practically suggesting that the department has yielded to pressure by the United Nations on how to deal with the Khoisan, or what they call indigenous knowledge system. You see, it's a conceptual problem, presuming that others are not indigenous. That's the first problem. Secondly, in the past, in dealing with this issue, when we speak about traditional communities, our understanding of Chapter 12 of the Constitution is that it includes the Khoisan. That's our understanding. And so, but the department, obviously in response both to the United Nations thinking and conceptualization around this issue and the agitation by the Khoisan themselves, because they are sitting in those forums, they now want us to rewrite how we reference this issue. So I wasn't suggesting that they should undo what they've done. I was just observing that they've yielded to that pressure. So this is the point that I'm making. We should find a way to formulate it more, slightly more accurately and so on. Yes, sir.
And also, when they were in there and the department was presenting to us, I had a problem, of course, they treat everything is normal. Because they were saying they are going to investigate who was the actual leader of the Khoisan. As if, if you check, because to our now, the commission was supposed to start from of course the left side from Kiev. Because even down into the chief, no, because they can claim that it is the chief or not the chief. Why now to welcome to the Khoisan? They must investigate who's the leader. As if things are normal. They must treat everybody in that course. If you check these so-called the tribal leaders themselves, they are not the genuine ones.
Yes, Martin.
Chair, just to add a little bit further onto that, I've heard on the news on Friday that they did the Khoisan did a representation to Parliament on Friday, this last Friday.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if anybody from our committee was able to be there or to hear what they said or what the status is, but it would be interesting to see what the feedback is from there and to link into this particular issue so that we can see what further developments have taken place regarding that.
I attended the opening of the National House. They were there. Chief Little, he's called Chief Little of the Khoisan. He was there. But there was no discussion, really. It was just an official opening of the National House, the usual ceremonial opening by the president and so on. So there has been agreement that they will participate in those activities. The idea is that they will now be represented officially in the National House. But in the meantime, they are participating in that form. So that's the one thing. So So I want us to just formulate this thing more accurately, and then we can think about the kind of recommendation we should make, if at all around that. One of the valid things they were saying was that it is precisely this, you see, apparently there was initial resistance in the National House itself, although perhaps this is not their official position, but the observation of the department was that they were also confronted with the initial not understanding the need for inclusion of the Khoisan in the House, National House. I don't know on what basis. And by the way, interestingly, the Khoisan and their method, there's a different way in which, as they put to us, they choose their leadership. There are those who, like elsewhere, are born, but there are those parts of the Khoisan who must be elected. And the process traditionally that is there that enables them to do that. So it is how they are going to manage the two processes to give great opportunity for those who are elected to be elected, and through the other mechanisms to find out who is the next one. And Honorable Matoba, on your point, I think the commission, what you are saying is the next agenda item of the new commission led by BJ Dolo, the ex-member of parliament, commission to do that. Complete the work. The initial phase was intended to determine kings and queens and then come to that area you are talking about at lower levels of chiefs, and this will be across the board. So we should, that's the one area that I think what we should be saying about that, because we have to recommend that this matter be brought to a close as quickly as possible. It is conflictual. It also creates problems in the relationship that should exist in government with them and so on. So the sooner it is brought to an end, the better. The clarification of the status and role of the variety of those who are now accepted as the either elected and or chosen leaders. So that process must be brought to an end.
When one look at number 4 and number 5, it seems as if they are recommendations. They are not observations. I think we
have...
Okay, just to... You jump into that one, the number 5 one, but I take your point. I suggest that we, on the observation there at number four could be that the management and treatment of the Khoisan and its relationship to this department and program of the traditional affairs has not been concluded. That's the one observation we can make. And then, so that's how we put it, that this management and treatment has not been concluded. And then we can talk there, we can come to the recommendation later. The second one, I think here we were asking the department whether they are consulting with other departments for whom these things are an issue. Yes, to me.
Can I come in on five? You remember, I think the observation was the department on its presentation. I'm not formulating as is, but I'm
it's okay. Yeah.
At their presentation, they were saying in this week, the Ubu Tshwala issue, they're saying they are planning to come up with the legislation, our observation, of which we corrected them. We recommended that they must consult with the Department of Health, because we saw to it that Department of Health is befitting to come up with the legislation, not them.
Okay, yes. In other words, to put it that some of the issues on which they want to make recommendations around policy appears to lie more competently in other portfolios such as health. Okay. That's the observation. And in their response, remember they claimed that they said that they are actually consulting with those departments and so on. I think our discomfort at the location of where these things are happening is an important one. I think we are putting that across, that we note with concern that there are issues such as this. It's Uktuala, and the other one is. Although that one, the initiation one, cut across, but that, as far as we are concerned, those things over which they want to deal with appear competently to lie elsewhere and not in this department. Yeah. Okay, that's the observation that we are making. That's what we are noticing. Yeah, okay. Number six. The perennial complaints of underfunding by the CRL Commission concerns us. And so, I mean, this is the issue that we are raising. I'll tell you that the department, the deputy minister has held a meeting with the CRL Commission already. They would have loved for me to join them in that meeting, but I couldn't attend that meeting to try and deal with those issues. So, but we will give you feedback, and they will also submit a report, formal report to us, as directly related to this issue. But I think in our interaction with them, we are repeating what we have observed before, that in a sense the role they are playing is an important one, and its underfunding appears to be a problem and needs to be concluded somehow. Okay.
An observation there, and I don't have, unfortunately, the paperwork in front of me, but if you remember when the CRL Commission presented at the same time as the Demarcation Board,
yes.
It was interesting to me to see that they spent similar amounts of money on telephones.
Yes.
Now, given the immense task that the Demarcation Board manages to complete successfully,
yes.
I would suggest that might even be worth looking into further. But certainly I don't think that they're shortchanged when it comes to telephones.
Okay. Now, that's an interesting, I do remember you raising that during the meeting itself. I remember that. The observation I was making is an overall one, not just on that one, but it could be that what you are noting is a manifestation of something bigger than just that. So that's the point you are making. Yes. But I suggest that we, unless you propose a reformulation, that we go with this one, or we can add to that reformulation that we, in the recommendation, that the yes, let's think about the recommendation. How do you want to reform? Have you got a proposal for reformulation?
I don't, but I'd, if possible, I'd like it to be broader. Again, just listening to their presentation and asking what of some sort of indication of what they've been doing.
Yeah.
It appeared that the things front of mind for them was them defending the right of kids to have dreadlocks at school, which doesn't sound like a major achievement in terms of South African constitution. But I'm not quite sure where to go with this, but I do feel that that we need to look more closely perhaps at the functions and role of this this body.
James, I can understand how you can't, but you know that thing is a very, it appears small, but you know what mess it created in France? In France, same thing. See, it can be taken to symptomize a bigger thing. That's the problem. And incidentally, if anything, this is part of the reason why this structure was created in the first place. It and one or other, then I don't recall it immediately, to be a conduit through which those who feel aggrieved can go to and have their matters remedied. Otherwise, it is regarded as a larger than just denying Sonobile Ngcebo to dress as he likes. It's got nothing to do with all his clan or the party that he belongs to that I won't mention. So, I mean, it's all those things. it has the potential to be very dangerous stuff. But let's the role and effectiveness of the commission and its funding must be looked at. This is as a recommendation now. Let's say that we note Kwana Loga operates as a separate entity from SAGA. And then recommend that this matter be brought to a close. Now, Wendy, having done what we've done, we must now do what you suggested we do. Yes, go ahead.
Jefferson,
yes.
Before we
no, time frames.
Recommendation.
No, I've made a recommendation. Which ones?
No, I still want to come to
unless you disagree with the recommendations I've made.
I may be out of order, but I want just to bring in another observation.
Yeah.
When we spoke to the department, Chairperson, we raised the issue of money owed by municipalities, services owed by
Yes, that's my favorite topic.
So
yes.
I want us to put it in as because if you look at the strategic goal 6, I mean, I think that speaks directly to improve administration and financial capability. Then they should play a more active role in assisting municipalities to get those funds in from government departments, those services. So I think we should bring that into the observations, and I think we must also.
Have you got a formulation for that? I agree with you. But maybe we can even broaden it to include the other related aspects to that issue, collection of debt and so on.
Yeah.
Observation 8, yes, Wendy's observation 8, and how Honorable Deutsch there pointed out that the Department of Public Works now pays over monies to the provinces, and it is the provinces who must now take responsibility for paying municipalities. And it is there where the blockage then lies. I'm just answering the question about where it locates, so I'm not giving it as an excuse also. I'm just saying that it is government's responsibility to do that. I'm not saying that we should not be asking them. So I agree that I'm just explaining a policy that they explained to us, that they're taking this approach to ease the difficulty, because it is provinces that interact around these issues and so on. So they should be to make it easy, because you see what happened was that oftentimes the department would say they don't know whether this is a national or a provincial responsibility. So to kill the argument, they said no, provinces must be responsible for that. They must sort out those issues. So the principle is that the debts owed by government to municipalities, we are saying that we note the huge amounts owed to municipalities includes monies owed by government, irrespective of the percentage, because often this is cited as a issue that it's a small percentage, but yet it's a huge, it makes a huge difference to the cash flow of municipalities. Okay, so that's what we say, we observe that. And then as a recommendation, that how long do you want us to give them? Because formulate our recommendation to include the time frame.
Before recommendation, yeah. What about those who are not provincial but in the department? Those who are national?
That's the point I was making earlier, that government now pays over those monies to provincial government, to the provincial departments of public works, to work with municipalities to determine those debts and then pay them.
Previously it was not the case.
Yes.
And the huge amounts that are outstanding,
yes,
running into billions,
yes,
fact,
such as for debit,
are still outstanding.
Yes.
So what's going to happen to those? Because those monies were not paid over to province.
No. Yes, I agree. It's a very important point, yeah. No. Government must pay. Yeah, the recommendation, the way we formulate our recommendation, is that we are recommending that those monies owed to municipalities must be settled by government, national and provincial, in the first year. I'm putting across a time frame because you are not, I've been asking you. So now I'm going to dictate to you. Within, before the end of the first year of councillors, this money must be paid over and regularly, on a regular basis going forward. Sorry?
Next year.
Who's financial year?
Department of Municipality.
Yeah. Don't complicate my recommendation.
Jefferson, but I think we must also add in there, because there's this thing that is used that there's complications in terms of
the billing and so on.
The billing,
yeah.
And who owes what property,
yes,
and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
I want us to go further to say that those type of disputes,
yeah,
must be given a time frame of 6 or 3 months to clarify, to sort out.
Yeah.
And I also want to, I don't know if we may, but want to say that they must give a report to Parliament on that, or to the portfolio, or to, because I want us to, the message must go out very clearly, Jefferson, that we're serious about this.
I nearly used good Afrikaans to describe how I think you feel. But then I'll you won't be there when I'm told to withdraw. That unparliamentary language you describe. I'm going to defend my reputation, James, in advance. No, members, I think we take the point that this is many months is that?
Between
from now, sorry? By the end of November, we receive a progress report with implementation of this program. Yeah. September is too short. Yeah. I suggest that we stay with November. That by
October, because if we stay end of November, we're not going to see it until January.
Oh, yeah, you are wise.
So we
yes.
Say by end of October.
Oh, okay.
So that we can
open. Yeah, okay. All right. That makes sense. When we are receiving the adjustment budget and so on, yeah. But also, in other words, we are saying that they should consider now to include it in the adjustment vote and so on, if they can do that. Yeah. Those that they may not have budgeted for. Okay. And yes, that's how we give them a year, but we want progress report by October this year. Okay. Yeah. Any other time frame you want to impose on any of the recommendations we put across there?
On one chairperson, the results are processed.
Yeah. Various Farmers Weekly.
Not
every. When you get it in your dentist job, I know that kind of irregular reading. No. Even if you don't buy it, go check it. The Farmers are one constituency that's concerned about this as well, in addition to people who have been hit by disasters and up to now they remain unattended to it. So the current edition has a piece on this matter, by the way, just for your information. I only farm in ideas, Marty. Not in anything more concrete than that. Okay, any other time frames you want to include there? Yes? Yeah. Yes.
Issue must be resolved by
September.
By September, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. No, this recommendation is to the department. Yes.
And also there's this problem of this disaster management. And I don't know whether, because there are still disasters which happened in 1998 and all that.
It's muttering.
international languages. French, Bahasa, Indonesia.
Honorable Chauba, this is my meeting. You went James out of order with your smattering of Indonesia. Recommendation that we the monitoring and evaluation of infrastructure.
illegal squatting?
What do you mean?
Because normally your illegal occupation of land would be below your floodline.
Yeah.
Or in your floodline area.
Yeah. No, no, this particular recommendation is talking about laying out infrastructure. Just that, yeah. What you're talking about lies in the area of prevention of illegal occupation of land. What is it called for short? That legislation? Anybody with human settlement connection, you are supposed to guide us on that. What is it called? Do you remember the name of that thing?
The question of allowing people to put such objects in the way they did.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because we maybe we all notify that when we are making laws ourselves, that somebody, for example, the 24 hours, it can't be removed without getting a place where we went to
yeah.
Live. These are our laws. If we say no one can squat, that is where the change is our laws also. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, in this area, the court cases have already happened in this area. But the point we were making was that what she was talking about was that issue. In fact, I don't think it's we are now engaging in evaluating the impact of the laws we've made in the past. Okay. But now the that's a discussion elsewhere. I think what we are concerned with here is disaster management. And it includes maybe. You see, when people don't ask for permission in the first place,
they don't, because they're desperate.
They're desperate. They just want any place that is as close to where they can make a living as is possible. That's their economic strategy. That's the only way, in their opinion, that they can survive. So that's what they do. They don't ask for permission. They locate themselves where. Because they notice that government is not responding in a way that meets their needs, closest to where they should be. And so they behave in a way that is, in their opinion, consistent with their needs and so on. And so our response must be cleaner, if it is to be truly people-centered and so on. The proactive planning of areas where people can stay, the menus they are received when they arrive from wherever they come from into cities and towns is a huge area that requires huge improvement in the first place. You know, I went to one city in Ireland, and they have what they call a passport for foreigners. This passport is actually an information sheet that tells you what to do as a foreigner, where to find what assistance for these foreigners, for all sorts of things and so on. They call it a passport for that reason. In this city, if you want to do this, this is where you go. It's a very people-friendly reception. They expect people will come into this area, but at least they must be informed. They must know what to find. So when they get there, they already pick up, go and get yourself a passport. That's how they get it. It's for free. It's not something that you pay for, like your real passport. And they do that. In Curitiba is word of mouth. You don't occupy a football pitch and you don't litter. You see, that's word of mouth. It's not written, but that's what you understand quickly enough, because if you do, you see the consequences immediately. There's no two ways about it. You can't occupy a football pitch. So there are ways in which cities and towns can handle that stuff. That's very creative. That is people sensitive, without being crude and draconian and insensitive and inhumane. So we must find ways that are appropriate for handling that. Comrades, any other to our ladies and gentlemen? send them out to you? Or you have circulated this, eh?
Yes.
You have, yeah, okay. Oh, okay, that language. Oh, okay, all right, thank you very much. Yeah, yeah, that's assistance I need. See, that's why you are employed. Don't do it underground. You must do it public, transparent. Members, what I'm advised is that I should say to you, as I do now, that we adopt the observations and recommendations as amended. That's what I've been asked to say. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Come in
with it. Yeah, yes, further assistance. Yes.
No, it's not further.
Oh, no.
I'm continuing with that.
Yeah.
I want to phrase it as it, I move the adoption of the portfolio committee's report with its observations and amendments and recommendations with amendments.
Oh, okay. There she moves.
Mm-hmm.
Any second,
James.
Now you're taking democracy too far. You can't democratically second on his behalf. Any second, members? As moved by Honorable to me. You second, okay. Well, seconded by Wendy. Okay. Thank you very much for the help. I always need help with those kind of things. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm a grown-up man now today. Yeah. Here is a list of outstanding issues. I believe you have it in front of you. Sorry? Inji? It's written outstanding issues right at the top. You get it, yeah. That list, members, is supposed to include, and doesn't right now, I think, looking at the, where is this? Looking at the themselves and then then look at the recommendations and then talk about any feedback and whether we can support anything on those. So I suggest that we do that. It will not be a long process, members. So please take out your BLR recommendations. Let's start with that one. This is interesting. Look at the first one. Okay. The first one says engage with the national and provincial treasuries to fast track post disaster management funding for rehabilitation. Okay. We are repeating it. Now, let me ask this question. Who of you read the budget review? At least the section that James, I have to ask this question. the budget review presented by Praveen Gordhan, the Minister of Finance, included references to some of the recommendations. And so this is where Shirin, I think we must take you to task, because she cleverly recognized that we must deal with these recommendations. But what she forgot was that the law requires that the minister must respond to these things. And part of his response is in the budget review. And of his speech. Yes, there is part of it is in the, there is a document, I just forget what is it called. It identifies from across all the budget review recommendation reports those recommendations which they have singled out, and they have a response to them, systematic response. So members, do you remember looking at that document? Osmures, do you remember looking at those? No. I'm asking of when the Minister of Finance presented his budget speech, one of the documents he presented included a response to the budget review recommendation reports. Tables a response to each of the recommendations. And some of them are yours. So I'm going to request you, member, to do that, please. Ask your secretary to go to the clerk of papers to bring you those reports. They will find them, which constitute a response to the recommendations that all committees made. Some of them you will recognize as coming from you. Okay. So let's make that our homework. But let's proceed with it. I was noting that the first one, we have just spoken to it again. I don't think there's any harm in restating it. We'll come back to it here. And you see the manner in which we have formulated it is very important. It's very different now to how we formulated it before. And so we'll do that. The second bullet there, with the assistance of Treasury to improve the funding, there's another one here as well, okay, of the CRR Commission. Okay. This one, I have just reported that the Deputy Minister and the department's senior officials met with the CRR Commission. I was told by both the chairperson of the Commission about this meeting and by the Deputy Minister, and we expect to receive report from that meeting. Okay. That's and it includes the points that James was raising about the effectiveness and otherwise of the work of the funding and so on. Develop a strategy formula to regionalize the structure and funding of ward committees. This one, the department regularly tells us this work Municipal Systems Amendment Act included provision prohibiting this practice. Okay, so in a sense, this is a that can be regarded as a response to this issue. But we were not asking for that here. We were asking for an investigation so that we have a response. We will ask. We will then ask them to check it. Okay, and the next one. Yes, yes, yes. Thanks, thanks, Wendy. Thanks for that. Yeah, also kind of the.
Get a written response.
me that. Any comment on that? Any further comments on this one? The BRR recommendations. So they will be followed up. Shireen will get us responses to that. And yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Let's go to the Art of Comedy. No, before we move on, can we take a 2 minutes breather? Just a 2.5 minutes breather, and then we'll restart immediately. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Oh,
No, the one from
Charlie's
not from
Jacob.
What are you talking about? The next guy after Jay Chopra.
If you raise them,
no. Charlie's basically with a fancy cupcake of cake. Yeah. There you go, Sherry. Which was No, we're not there, it's fine.
I'm a lay man. don't put me there, this island was. I'm a lay man.
You just give me this. There's all kinds of what's your office number?
Huh?
I'm coming tomorrow. What's your office number?
347 on.
Now, press the phone.
Then I'll pick up. I'm just going to ask Emmett. You'll check next year.
Must be not in this group at all.
the bark without the bite?
What do you suggest?
I think that we must call the department and speak very sternly to them around these issues.
Yeah.
Now these were recommendations, they were not given, they have not been adhered to. Because at the end of the day, it's all a test of the system.
Yeah.
And I think we need to, even if it means we must, in 8 particular meetings, we'll have all of these things, these recommendations that we hear are for the results.
Yeah.
There's not been, and renegotiate some friends and then look at what we need to do. Because I think that means that we can see it, because we spend a lot of money on the NL committee. And the NL committee will be very sincere in its work to address the problems of our people on the ground. And
these
recommendations will not
satisfy you. This is the conclusion that with all of you. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
I'm just saying, what he's saying now is what we can say at the end of dealing with all of them. She's just mouthed a few that summarizes our view about this, except that what we are asking for now, what we'll be asking for. By the way, the minister in his speech, budget speech, referred to this thing. But we are saying we want time frames. This, I think, qualitatively, this is what is different. And secondly, Wendy is also suggesting an additional point which has not been on the agenda, that we call them to a meeting to discuss this thing. And then, I thought I should say that it sounds like something that we say as a closing remark at the end of all these things. Okay, let's go on to the I nearly asked whether Parliament was aware. the time frames clearly though that, for example, there's one next that talks about the Department of Human Settlements. That one has been done. Metro and high capacity bullet number 3. That one has been done. The metros and districts. Yeah, and then. Sorry?
What is number 4? It's not been done.
What does it say? Oh, yeah. By the way, executive authorities, see, the language we use is often problematic here in municipalities. In municipal administration must be responsible for handing. They refuse to change the name of the someone proposed that they must change.
in 1 week and two in the other week.
You meet separate? Why?
Because the meeting is going to be long because there are four.
No. You can't. We disagree with your...
No.
We disagree with that proposal. We must meet all of us in one room. All committees. Yes, please. This is the purpose, is to identify transversal issues from across our committees. There are things that we are going to be talking about that affect those committees that we identified specifically. It's not to go in depth with each one of those issues and so on. So please, man, let's aim with a meeting that includes those committees that we identified so that we are able to identify. These are the transversal issues that we are confronting, and then as parliamentary committees, what can we do to handle those things? So issues that arise from that particular bullet, we can raise there as well as part of our discussions to help deal with it. Yes. Yeah. On the 20th? On the 27th of June. Okay. No, that's fine. Please, let's communicate quickly with them. And, Sherry, sorry? Is it a Monday of June? 28th, okay. Alright, 28th, okay. So 26th is a Sunday, so we can have a party for someone. Yeah, it's one of the birthdays. Okay, on the 28th. So that one we will deal. Remember, please remember, we must factor this, some of the issues that arises from this point there, that the human settlement.
Yeah, both them. Same. What would be wise to use Friday instead of using them the Tuesday? Because we say Tuesday just because we are sitting on Tuesday. If maybe we can take them the day which we will accommodate us all. If you are saying Friday, this is not so busy. I'm just such a thing on
the
chair.
The problem is that, that is committee week.
Okay, no.
So it's committee week, we must say it in advance. And during session also, there are other responsibilities that are permanent that take place that morning for some of us. So you'll be ruling us out of that meeting. Yeah, okay. But it's committee week, so we can plan it together that way. So the whole for the whole day. All right, yeah, 28. Please communicate it urgently. Yes. Sorry, after the birthday. Yeah, okay. On finance, Wendy, you can know that word problem. You was by Haftar.
No, mine was on the third bullet said this.
Yes, that recommendation we just made there. Okay. Yeah. We agreed, we've just done that. We will draw. As we speak about this debt, you must cross-reference it as we are using it here. It is here, it is in the other one, and so on and so on.
You see, even the next one also refers to the billing system, which is about
2011. You know what, members, can I say this? There's a constant reference to the creation of bodies here. Under finance, the close monitoring of financial statements and expenditure, FFC led body. Okay, but we'll talk about it. This is the accountability is treasury and COCTA, so we will ask them to talk to us about those things so that they provide information. They will delight to enlighten us, to use Lorimar's language. They'll delight to do that, yeah. Okay. So we'll talk to Treasury and COCTA about those matters. And Public Works is dealt with. We'll talk to them. Draw their attention that the deadline has come and gone. And then, the 100% improvement of billing systems. And you see, the Jacob Zuma. here's our 100%, and here's your defect that you wanted. We don't make a rush, you know, in what we do. So that's the legend around management and story. So and then we have that the billing story, Zalga and Octa, November 2011, and so my suggestion on that one is that we, like we have done with the other one, that in our next meeting with Salga and Cocta, we must indicate to them that we want progress report on the management debt issue, draw their attention to the other recommendation elsewhere about those matters, the elimination of debt and so on. So we, this one is ours. We are supposed to deal with this issue. So we talk to Cocta. We must get to here. We are supposed to schedule meetings about this matter. So this one is ours, really. We should have included it in the program that we have there. Okay. It's the bullet on Parliament needs to support initiative by Cocta to build relations between municipalities and ratepayers association, and so on. I can tell you that Salga felt that some of the actions that were done in the department in some instances disarmed them when they were dealing with this issue in the best possible way that they thought appropriate. So they would like to have a discussion with Salga, with the department about it, so we will facilitate that discussion between the ministry department and Salga on this matter, so that there isn't any, what is the word, cross current about it. On the matter of skills and development capacity, there's another body there. Okay, the local government CETA. In fact, it would be interesting to have a discussion. Okay, it says the COCTA and local government CETA. We need to talk to them about this matter as well. So it's on the agenda for a discussion. So, yes, ma'am.
Jefferson, can I suggest that we, I'm someone I educate you, and we very engaged with the teachers at the moment.
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion that as our portfolio we meet with higher education to discuss what higher education is discussing with teachers now, so that when we engage with the local government sector, that we come up with the same framework that the portfolio is doing.
Alright. No. They come out with a framework that we are doing, like a focal on local government. Sorry.
But the intention is that we must be involved and we must be involved.
Yes, no, I agree with you. Collaboration is crucial, so that we sing from the same song sheet. In the draft National Human Resource Development Strategy of the country, one of the, at the bottom there was a discussion on local government, because that one had not taken place. So in other words, that discussion would come from the local government CETA, and I would imagine COCTA and so on. So from parliamentary purposes, we must interact with the higher education, yourself in higher education, about this matter and draw your attention to what we would consider the key things to be mindful of and so on. So I agree with you. So you interact with Serene to schedule a discussion between the committees. Okay? As part of talking to, but this does not displace our need to interact with COCTA to talk to us about what they've done about this. This is a report that we need to the bullet there, remind us what does 6-7 say? Our task is to get results, feedback on this one. Let's get that from COGDA. June, it's this month, June. This is us. I don't know whether we must be sticking our nose into employment conditions. We have already done so by this report. Yes. Let's enlighten ourselves first, once more, and then come back to pursue their results from Quanta. Or what?
Executive committee,
ward commit, according to the law, ward committees are chaired by ward councillors. Yes.
Now the second political committee.
Yes.
We are also supposed to check whether they have done that, because the time is October 10th, you know, to 2010. Because when you say community, because if you check these matches, because the people are not in the informed. It's not, I'm not talking about what committee is part of the government. I'm serious about this one. Community meeting. Because of all these matches, and was they are doing that because they are not in the informed. Leave them.
Some of them are not informed. Some of them have been informed. They disagree.
Okay.
Yeah. Or it actually has nothing to do with whether the council communicates or not. Remember the woman in the bar whose car was hit, and so on. It's not because she wasn't calling meetings. She was calling meetings. She was informing people. It's because someone wasn't carrying out the officials. We're not removing those boulders. Someone was not sorting out the work that they were supposed to have completed. So that's the problem that we have. But the other point I was going to make about that point is that our deadlines were crazy. Yeah. We must acknowledge that we made a crazy deadline. October, November 10th, 2010, yeah. Because you see, when we formulate deadlines, it must be something that we ourselves will be able to monitor its implementation. But if it goes to others, if we put it too close, we are unrealistic in terms of its power of implementation itself. Okay, the next word, bullet. Yeah, you get accolades from the ad hoc committee would get accolades from Bill Gates for promoting technology that way. I suggest we call Blake Mosley to come and talk to us about the work they are doing in local government. He's the current CEO of the State Information Technology Agency. He used to be the municipal manager of Tshwane in the past. He's actually a local government person. So let's call him to come and talk to us about that issue. But for this one, COCTA, we can, you know, as part of our feedback, we must find out from them and so on. So on those two, we can say that. Okay, hot lights. Yeah. So let's check that. And then number 7, parliamentary oversight. Yeah, this we haven't done. This one is ours, okay. The first, based on model parliament must do a coordinating. We have a parliament an oversight model. It's just not labeled service delivery, but it serves the same purpose. So in a sense, we can say that its implementation is the key task. For us, it would mean that. So that's what it would mean. Implementing that oversight model. Okay. Yeah, I think this one. can we agree that the last bullet, rather number 7, on parliamentary oversight, that we must both in our interaction with the committees, as we suggested earlier on, we should discuss elements of that issue there, but also in our discussion with the NCOP, we should have a formal meeting with the NCOP to come and discuss collectively some of the issues that we raised there. By what mechanism can we much more effectively integrate what we have, what information we collect, what oversight we do, and we share collectively and so on, because I think that can yield some interesting outcomes. So what we must do with you when we leave this meeting, we must talk to the NCOP, Honorable Mohopi, and agree on a date on which they are around Cape Town, and we are, and let's have that joint meeting. And this agenda must be to discuss those issues, the entire set of issues there, and any other that we might have that we need to collaboratively work together around. Especially now, the timing is good, because one of the key tasks is the implementation of the transition arrangements about which we were briefed, that are in place and that are supposed to be taking place to help smooth the transition to the new councils and so on. So we can discuss those with this, plus elements of what should be our post-election oversight strategy. There clearly is a need for better and more cooperation between ourselves and the NCOP portfolio committee. So that element must be taken up in that. Okay. We're done with that issue. What else? Sorry? Members, the committee has not received the State of Cities report, and I would suggest that we receive it. Sorry. Members, I'm glad to hear that you received the report. What I'm saying, we haven't received a presentation of the State of Cities report. No, I'm not amending it. That's what I meant. I'm not amending it. I'm just communicating what I was meaning. That we haven't received a presentation of the State of Cities report. And the reason I'm saying so is because we should invite Honorable Stole Mbanga and Ivan Turok. Ivan Turok is the principal writer of the report, to draw out what he considers to be silent points of those reports, and so that we can engage with it. But I'm wondering whether, I think it would be a better way if we do it collaboratively, not only ours here, because it contains things that cut across a number of areas. So what I will do, I will negotiate with some of the chairpersons to find out who else would want us to do it with them, so that we have a broader, bigger involvement of MPs to receive that report. It's a powerful report, in my opinion. It serves a very useful purpose, and as purpose of oversight, then we are doing. That's basically my argument, that having listened to Mbanga here presenting to us an annual report of the cities network, this is one of their products that is very key, which I think it would be great for us to receive its many interesting insights and observations. It's a critical report, there's no doubt about it. So, but I think that's the sort of thing that we need. So I suggest that we do that, and then we will report to you when we next come what progress we're making with that issue. Okay, yes. Members, the last 10 minutes we have, I think for the program of Parliament and our oversight work, my sense is that maybe after this meeting that we are going to be having on the 27th, but in advance of that we should have a draft, or rather confirm what we already have by way of oversight. You've circulated that, have you circulated a draft oversight? No, not yet. Okay, let's circulate the draft that we are proposing, and then so that members must look at it, or let's propose it so that when we next meet we must discuss that and see how we take it forward, our what I call a post-election oversight program of the Parliament. Okay. Members, thank you very much. I hope we can have more of this kind of discussion on our own than perhaps we have to be. Yeah. Thank you very much. Go and have lunch. Sorry? Go and have lunch wherever you want. Shireen is very tight fisted. There's no lunch provided. Shireen, you can't protest. Otherwise, we want to see evidence that you are not tight fisted. And it's not fair. That's the problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.